Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about Christianity transcending the culture. And this is very important because we see a lot of pastors and a lot of churches and a lot of denominations and a lot of parachurch organizations which are not doing things that the Bible would agree with, although they say they are. And usually in our modern vernacular, well, it's the loving thing to do is what they come out and say, as if love literally means to let somebody do whatever is inside of their brain to do. That's not necessarily love. If your five-year-old wants to play in the street, love doesn't let him to play there because he wants to play there. Love gets him out of the street so he does not become a pancake. You see, these are some of those things that we have to stop and ponder as we are looking at the world. And I kind of wrote down first, I want to talk briefly about the kingdom circles. And this is something that is pushed out a lot of big mega churches and things. They talk about kingdom circles. Now, we have to understand that when the kingdom circles concept was first brought up, it was actually in a missionary journal. And it really was biblically sound in the way it was actually presented, which was to say we do not need to take our Western culture and transport that and import our Western culture into some other nation in order for them to become saved. That is not an element of Christianity. And that is kind of a global, like an Americanist type of thing, right? I mean, we do the Vietnam War wasn't as much to free communism as it was to sell the products that we were creating in mass manufacturing. And that seems to be part of what the problem was. Of course, we have exported our cultural goods across the whole world. But Christianity does not require us to adopt a Western mindset, nor does it require us to adopt an Eastern mindset, nor a ritualistic mindset. So the way kingdom circles is taught nowadays is all faith traditions can lead to God. You just got to help them find it. And that's why it is turned into something heretical, even though initially it really wasn't. That's why I would advise against using it. There's too much convolution about which versions you're talking about and things. But the point is sound that we need to teach Christianity, not worry ourselves with the cultural things that come into it. I had a good friend of mine was raised as a missionary's kid in Brazil, and we were having a conversation once. It's like, you know, Christianity doesn't mean you need to dress as a clean-cut dude with khakis and a button-down shirt, although many churches seem to think that that's the required attire for actually being saved. Now, if you're running around, like I ran around, you know, my mother got married to, I think, her third husband. My favorite t-shirt at the time was this t-shirt full of skulls. She said, I don't care what you wear as long as you don't wear. Oh, you know what? That's the one I actually did wear for the wedding. No, she didn't want me to wear the shirt of the demons ripping the skeleton apart. She didn't want me to wear that one. So I said, okay. And I wore the t-shirt covered in skulls. And she was okay with that. You know, that really was the principle going on. but the reality is that if we're staying inside of kind of more evil mindsets, that's probably not a good thing. But the modern views coming up is an embracement of the current ideologies, the embracement of this definition of soft love, the embracement of many elements inside of the LGBTQ movement. These are all popular things people want to embrace in the Christian world, and the Bible stands vehemently against a lot of these. Now, we can talk nuance, and we have before. You know, a person who has the same-sex attraction who comes to God and says, God, your Bible, your word says this is a sin. Help me with this sin. That person is saved. I have no doubt. It's when you are embracing the culture. Well, this is how God made me, therefore it must be okay. That is what the Bible completely doesn't teach in any way, shape, or form. But we don't want to adopt the perversions based on cultures. Chip Ingram at one point in time preached when he was back in Santa Cruz about this guy, Dan, the hippie man, that he would, you know, there's this guy who was a hippie that was truly a saved man. He'd run around and, you know, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he was clearly an old hippie dude, you know, the type of guy we're talking about. So we have to be cautious about trying to say Dan the hippie man must wear his khakis and button down. But at the same time, if he's fully just incorporating Christianity into the hippie culture, that in and of itself is also a problem. This is actually why I have a problem with a lot of people leaving what is being termed online now as the Protestant nonsense and going into like the Orthodox or Catholic churches and things. because they're like, well, this is, we see this is what church is supposed to be. They're not. They're all ritual. It's all a bunch of ritual. Malachi spoke about that. We'll get into a verse there. But what I wanted to mention in all of this is that the rituals themselves were a product of their time, just like the LGBTQ movement is a product of our current time. We have this soft love as a product of our current time. These are all things that Christianity is stands against in many ways. So what is it that we must do is we must look at Christianity as what it really truly is. We have to embrace that Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins. We have to repent of our sins. We have to turn towards Christ, and we have to share the message of the gospel. And I want to start with Galatians 3, verses 1 through 3, indicating it's the law is not what saves us. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you before those whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only one thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, you are now perfected in the flesh? In other words, were you created in the Spirit, but you're going to be perfected with the fleshly things of the world, or which in this case he's meaning the law of the world. Is the law what is holding you down? So it's not the laws of Christianity, in other words, the rituals and things like that. In fact, as I said, we'll get to the rituals in just a moment, but I want to impress on you, this is what Paul says about being called from these other things. This is why Dan the Hippie Man can remain Dan the Hippie Man as long as he's not incorporating Christianity into the hippieism that there was. You know, if he's still running around, this is a great bong, man, let me tell you about Jesus, that's a problem. Okay, it really is. But if he is casting that side off, but remaining in the shell of who he was in order to reach those people that were like him in mindset, that is biblical, in fact. And in 1 Corinthians 7, 17 through 24, Paul addresses this. Only as the Lord has assigned to each one, as God called each, in this manner let him walk. And so I have directed in all of the churches. Was any man called when he was already circumcised? He is not to become uncircumcised. In other words, if somebody born a Jew, he's not to try and revert that. Okay? Is anyone called to uncircumcision? He is not to be circumcised. So if someone called a Gentile, you don't have to convert to Christianity and circumcise yourself to become a Christian. Circumcision is nothing. Uncircumcision is nothing. But what matters is keeping the commandments of God. And this is why you need to read the scriptures, because the scriptures give you the commandments of God. The New Testament does not paint this free will, whatever we want to do type thing, because Jesus, no, there are specific laws and commands we are still thus given. But it does go on here. Were you called as a slave? Do not worry about it. If you are also become free, rather do that. For he who is called in the Lord as a slave is the Lord's in freedom. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. So it doesn't matter if you're called as a slave or not. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. So you were bought with a price of the blood of Christ. Do not bend yourselves to the requirements of the church that says you must dress a certain way or act a certain way or be a certain way. Within limit, we'll get to. Brethren, each one of you is to remain with God on that condition he was called. So however, whatever life circumstance you were called into, you can stay there as a Christian. But of course, the one caveat, you must follow up here the commandments of God is what he said up here, right? Circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is keeping the commandments of God. That is what is the case. So you must repent and cast off of the sin in that. Now, there are some lifestyles that you may have been called out of that are just completely incompatible. You know, if you happen to be an adult video star, there is just no way of reconciling that into the gospel of Christ. You must leave in that type of circumstance. But that is a circumstance deeply rooted and bred into sin. But we have to be cautious not to convert to like these ritualistic ways for the purpose of ritual. This is what Malachi happens to say here. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Now, the whole book of Malachi, as I'm studying this right now, as we are getting ready to do that in our prophets study, the whole book of Malachi is just the best book to the modern church today. It just speaks to the character. It speaks to the fact that many people today, they just show up in church to do the motions, to put in their God time, but their minds are always somewhere else. So the whole book of Malachi is about this. I wanted to highlight just this one verse. Chapter 1, verse 6. A son honors his father, a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my respect? Thus says the Lord of hosts, O priests who despise my name, but you say, how have we despised your name? And of course, it gets into that. Will be a subject of a study in, you know, in a month or two, I guess. But the point is that these people were worshiping without taking God seriously. You see, the times in Amos' time, we highlight this verse so many times, Amos chapter 5, verse 21, 22, somewhere around there. It says, I hate your solemn assemblies, right? It's people who were doing these rituals to gain God's favor. Same thing in Hosea as well. Of course, in that time, they were intermingling with sin while they were doing it. In Malachi's time, they were not intermingling with the false gods and the false idols. God had removed all that from the people at that general time, but they still went through the ritualistic motions without it. Now, we can't look to a person engaging in a more ritualistic-based form of Christianity. Like, you know, when I'm here in State College, I go to a Presbyterian church that is deeply ritualistic. Got to stand at this point, sit at this point. We sing the exact same praises every single week, you know, glory. I forget the exact term of each one of them, but it's deeply rooted in ritual. And it's very easy to go to that church and think that the ritual is what saves you. Now, I don't have a sense that people think that that is the case, at least not many people there. But we have to be warned about going into such things because of the ritual that can be there. Ritual does not redeem us. We must be unique and different in every sense in the culture. This wraps us back around. Christianity transcends the culture, which means we do not have to, in fact, we shouldn't embrace any particular culture. The Christianity we have today that is true Christianity should be the exact same Christianity in an Islamic nation, in a Chinese nation, in a Russian nation, any other nation or country as it is right now. But we could also take that out and put it in the same place of time throughout history and see the exact same thing. And this is where these pockets of the Protestantism rose up in the midst of this deeply religiistic and traditional rooted Catholic Church was carried out some of the issues. The true Christians in that time were very much like the true Christians in our time today. They were just simply devoted to the cause of Christ in all things that they were doing. This is what Peter tells us. I'm going to read the whole verses here for context, but we're going to go back and look specifically at verse 11. But in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are a people of God. You have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. So that verse 11 there, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from lustly flesh, which wage war against the soul. That is really the only thing we must do is follow the commands of God, abstaining from sin and keeping our focus on Christ as aliens and strangers, because we are aliens and strangers in this world. So that's the message I want to bring. Christianity transcends the culture. Anything that is a cultural part of Christianity is probably not of God. That's just what I wanted to leave you with today. With that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.